Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome to the Gardening in Canada podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I like to take science and apply it to all things plants. And today's episode, we're talking about copper for plants, specifically houseplants, but applies to all. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, all my plant people. How are you guys doing? If you're new around here, my name's Ashley, and we like to take science and apply it to all things plants. And today's episode on the podcast, we're talking about copper. So this is one of those nutrients that everyone forgets about, but is so crucial to plant care. Now, it's particularly important in houseplants, and it's also important in outdoor plants, but in particular, houseplants is what we're going to be focusing on today because it's blizzarding outdoors and my brain is nowhere near gardening and it's all about my houseplants now. So I've completely done a 360 in my brain and this is where we're at. So copper can be applied to the soil through a fertilizer, a micronutrient fertilizer, but it can also be applied through foliar application. Now, what I will say is I did an interview with some folks from ProMix, and they did, if you didn't watch that, or if you didn't listen to that episode, go check that episode out. But in that podcast, we talked about how soil, potting soil, is not just peat or compost or coconut coir, that these companies put quite a bit of work into them. They add lime, they add nutrients, and it's quite a bit of science goes behind the actual production of your potting soils. So because of that, one of them is copper. However, plants age and they get old and we don't necessarily repot them all the time. And so we may decrease the copper that's actually in that soil for those plants. So copper is something that we can apply to the leaves. Now, it's best applied to the leaves because it can actually be directly competing with other nutrients. So some nutrients it can actually compete with can include potassium, phosphorus, and pretty much all the other micronutrients for that matter. And so because of that, applying it to the leaves can actually help prevent excess or over-fertilization of the soil itself. Now, when we a foliar apply, we want to apply to the bottoms of the leaves. This is where there's a particularly large amount of stomata, and we want to do it just before the lights out, before the lights go out on our plants. We can apply it during the day, we can apply it to the tops of the leaves, but keep in mind that plants, while they respire during the day, they don't respire as intensively as they do at night. And also, the stomata themselves are found on the bottoms of the leaves. So when the plant respires, and the reason why it does it at night, is because when the guard cells open up, it releases water and uptakes CO2. The uptaking of CO2 results in loss of water, and CO2 is needed for photosynthesis. The plant waits till night because there's less water loss when it opens the stomata at night because there's less sun, less heat ambiently, and just directly hitting the leaf itself. And so that lower loss is the reason why this happens. And so the best way to get the most out of your copper foliar spray is to apply at night to the bottoms of the leaves. So copper can do a number of different things. One reason in which people will apply it is for powdery mildew or for some sort of fungal growth on the plant or on the soil surface. We've talked about soil mold before, and I've talked about how it's not a bad thing. It's just decomposing organic material and nutrient cycling, which again is not a bad thing. But when we apply it to the soil surface, if we have a little bit of fuzz that we don't like the look of, it will kill it off. And it will help you. It will be a benefit to you. If you choose to spray it on the leaves, it will destroy hyphae and spores and all that sort of stuff on the leaves, the stems, and that sort of thing, which ultimately will also help your plant. Now, when we apply it, we can also apply it for different infections, both bacterial and pest-wise, it can help with, but to a lesser extent of what it would do for a fungi type setup. One of the ways that it actually helps your plant kind of fight pests and disease and that sort of thing is it ultimately changes the pH. And this is also the reason why it can help with nutrient capture in your soil, is because, again, it helps neutralize your pH. It's pretty darn acidic. I think it has a pH of around 4. Now, given most foliar applications, you would dilute with water, and so your water pH would play into this a little bit.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It, or quite a bit, depending on how extreme your water pH is. But ultimately, that lower acidic pH is the reason why it's so effective in doing these things. So you may be wondering, well, what makes copper so effective? Like, why would I want to use copper? What does it do in the plant? And the copper activates enzymes in the plants that are involved in the lignin synthesis and several other essential enzyme systems. So it's required in the process of photosynthesis. It is essential to plant respiration and actually assists in plant metabolization of carbohydrates and proteins. So copper can also affect the flavor or the intensity of flavor in vegetables, and this can include tomatoes, peppers, and cannabis as well. And it will also affect the flower color. So if you have orchids or begonias or anything that flowers, it will affect the flower color. So because it does all that, it's important to remember it is an immobile nutrient. So when we see a deficiency, it will usually show up in the newer leaves. And the way that a copper deficiency shows up is the newer leaves will start cupping. There'll be some slight chlorosis there, either on the whole leaf or in between the veins of the new leaves. And the chlorotic areas of the leaf, the small necrotic spots, may form on them, especially in those leaf margins. Now, symptoms progress, we end up with the newer leaves being smaller in size. They lose their sheen. Some of them may wilt. Another really common version of this is the apical meristem will become necrotic and actually die off. And this will ultimately inhibit the growth of lateral branches. And I've seen this before, and I did a YouTube video actually on the copper for houseplants. I'm not sure if it'll be out by the time that this goes live, but what I will say is that with that necrotic leaf, it's very common. I see it all the time, and when you see a photo of it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because I think every houseplant person has dealt with this. I often see it with pothos, and philodendrons. Those are the two that I see it with the most. I've also seen it with monsteras before too. Not so much like begonias and that sort of thing, but definitely those three I've seen it with. Now, what I will say is just because you don't show a deficiency doesn't mean you can't use copper. Keep in mind, it's used to fight fungi and all that sort of stuff. And if you use copper before signs of deficiency show up, you end up with much larger leaves and a lot more growth, typically speaking, through copper. And you can actually look up trials photos or side-by-sides of this, and it's pretty drastic when you see a plant that has had a copper applied to it versus one that hasn't. It's pretty darn drastic. So if you want to check that out, do so. It's actually quite interesting. But regardless, this is kind of an easy application you can do. It's a fun way to, I guess, bond with your plants that's not as detrimental or deadly as watering or overwatering, as many of us like to do when we like to baby our plants. It doesn't involve, you know, clipping. I know when I get bored, I want to like propagate everything, but it's a great way to keep your plants intact despite the boredom. And it serves benefits in a number of different ways for just even pest prevention without doing too much harm. So I like to apply it once a month. You can apply it more, you can apply it less. It's completely up to you. What I will say is follow the instructions. If it's instructions to treat a fungal disease, then it's probably going to tell you to apply weekly until the disease is gone. But keep in mind, you can over apply this, so you want to obviously do this within stride. So with that being said, that's all I have for you guys today on this episode of Gardening in Canada. If you have not yet, come visit me over on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Many of you have already. You can come find me over at Gardening in Canada. Many of you actually have come found me over on Instagram and said hi, said I found you through the podcast. I love it. And I want to thank you for coming over. It means the world to me. Put a face to the name, I guess you could say, if you come over and visit. And also keep in mind, I have that voicemail feature in the show notes. If you want to check that out, you can leave me a voicemail and I can answer it live here on this show. With that being said, be sure to rate this podcast or do whatever you need to do for the podcast over on whatever you're listening on. I will talk to you guys next time. Stay warm, and hopefully you're getting into that Christmas season. Talk to you guys next time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.